It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. Oh man, it is going to be Friday afternoon. And you know what, Al? If you... Oh, man, I'm so excited about this show right now. We have got to just get it all started right here. And it's, oh, holy moly, there it is. I love it.
Found the right button.
Yeah, as opposed to the left button. Well, you know what, though, folks? I'm Keith Stewart. I'm here entertaining you this afternoon. Thank you for tuning into Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You know, we have an awesome show planned for today. Hey, world, you know what? Can you hear me knocking? You know what, Al? We have not one, but two awesome announcements today concerning next week's PGA show.
I'm ready.
And a great interview planned with Golf Magazine Top 100 instructor Joe Plecker. But for right now, sing it, Mick. Oh, man. I tell you. Al Brooks,
yes.
That right there was a moment in time.
Sure was.
You know, it takes me back to when I was a kid, and my dad was always driving me around in the car, and he'd put in a tape, and it was nonstop Stones. And forever, being the host, Keith Stewart here, you know, forever I thought I was named for the guitarist. You know, I mean, I listened to so many Rolling Stones from my dad when I was a kid. And, you know, that's a lesser known one there from their album Sticky Fingers. Can't You Hear Me Knocking? Right? And yep. The opening guitar riff to that is just epic.
It is great.
It's awesome. Yeah. And
takes me back to my 30s.
Yep. Hey, we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
You know, I'm very happy to see you laughing right now.
Oh,
you know,
too.
Your stress levels are high there these days.
Yes.
So, you know, Can You Hear Me Knocking Song of the Week, right? There's a couple reasons why, you know. Springdale Golf Live continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, like I said in the opening there, hey, world, can you hear me knocking?
That's right.
You know, I was back in the city on Wednesday night. The guys there at Sirius XM had me on again, did a little guest co-host of On Course there with Brian Kroll and Frank Darby. So big thanks to them. So we had a little satellite national radio on Wednesday night experience, which was tons of fun. We brought on our good friend from the show, Mr. Sam Riggs from Barstool Sports. So they had me on to interview him. It was tons of fun. Next week, PGA show. Can you hear them knocking? It's the biggest B2B gathering of the C-suite and leadership of golf and business. So we're going to all migrate down to Orlando, all of us PGA professionals and golf industry executives and workers, and it's just people. Everyone's coming down to Orlando. It's going to be fun. Can you hear me knocking? That big event is coming. And our special guest coming in the second segment, Mr. Joe Plecker, PGA Master Professional. Can you hear him knocking? He's got a program out there where he's going to do golf instruction through the use of artificial intelligence.
Wow.
And it's a wow. When I heard about this back in October.
I can't wait to hear this.
When I heard about it back in October, it was definitely a wow for me.
Huh.
We're going to get to that in the second part. First, in the first segment here, you know, we're going to do a little tower talk like we normally do.
Right.
And although we woke up to snow today, right?
Yes, we did.
You know, right now, you know, the radio station's right here near Route 1 in Princeton, and I could just imagine all the preppers that are out there, you know, down the street at the grocery store, like getting their batteries and their milk, as if, you know, I love these preppers people. Have you heard about these folks? You know,
I have, but I'd like to hear your version.
Well, you know, they're like, in my mind, they're up there with like the flat world people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're not that crazy, but to have like 6 months of water ready for whatever may happen or may not happen, you know, if something's that bad that I need 6 months worth of water, Al, right? I'm not going to need 6 months worth of water, okay? It's going to be all over in about 6 minutes.
That's true.
You know,
that's
so
true.
It just cracks me up.
But you know, you're right. It always amazes me. Everybody stocks up on their milk, bread, and eggs. And what? To come up with a plethora of French toast? You're kidding me.
No. They stock up with everything that's perishable.
That's
right?
True.
Everything you just listed there is perishable.
That's true.
You know, let's move on. Let's talk about something interesting like technology and golf coverage. All right?
Yep.
This just came out this morning. This just in. I was handed a piece of paper, right? So Topgolf, our friends at Topgolf, and their Top Tracer technology, and everyone says, what's that? What's that, Keith? Well, that is the line you see when you see TV coverage of the golf, when the ball shoots up in the air off the club face of the PGA Tour professional, and whoever they're showing. Well, they have partnered up exclusivity with NBC Sports Group in their golf division. So now they're only going to use that Topgolf Top Tracer line. I'm sure somebody else will come out with another line.
Right.
But that line is now exclusive to NBC Sports Group, which is kind of a neat thing because there's golf on some other people other than just NBC Sports, like CBS, you know, or ESPN. So it'll be interesting to just kind of see how that thing plays out. You know, I think, but in reading through the press release today, Will McIntosh, who's the EVP or Executive Vice President at the Golf Channel for strategy and such, he said, golf is growing in part because people are consuming the sport in different ways. Now, where have you heard that before? Just about every week on here, right? Okay. Yeah. And he says Top Tracer range is a perfect example. And, you know, they want to showcase this and, you know, to their whole all their technology partners throughout the world. So I think they're doing something kind of vanguard there. I give them a little airtime today. Kudos to NBC and Top Tracer for partnering up and understanding how important digital content is. You know, I believe it. You believe it. And moving right along, sponsors exemption has been a big thing in pop culture of golf this week. And the one reason why is my main man, Ho-Sung Choi. Now, if you haven't seen Ho-Sung Choi, folks, you got to Google this guy. Get him on social media. His golf swing is so unorthodox that his nickname is the Fisherman. Now, Al, I know you're not an avid golfer, but you do understand golf, and you have seen golf swings before.
I have, yes.
You've seen the fishing motion, and you've seen the golf motion.
Right.
Not a lot in common there. Right?
Not really, no.
So you can start to picture in your mind what this guy is really all about. You know, he's all over the place. And people are complaining. They're like, oh, you know, he's only one on the Japanese tour, and he's getting, you know, a sponsor's invite over to AT&T Pro-Am at Pebble Beach. I think it's amazing for golf. Mm-hmm. You know, was it bad for golf in 2003 when Annika Sorenstam got a sponsor's exemption? Keep these sponsor's exemptions there. Keep them going. I mean, look what she's done. The LPGA starts this week, so good luck to Marina Alex, who was on the show back in September. She starts her tour run this week. And because of that, the LPGA has 34 events now, and they're playing for $70 million this year.
Wow.
So was it a bad idea to give Annika a sponsors exemption in 2003, or Steph Curry won on the web.com a couple years ago? Heck, Tony Romo had one last year on the PGA Tour. Nobody brings it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all over Ho-Sung Choi. And it brings me up to another thing, because I think it opens up a whole new world of sponsorship opportunities. And there's another thing going on in the pop culture of golf, is that everyone's favorite social media icon on the PGA Tour, Mr. Jason Duffner, now has a new sponsorship deal. And this one is Vanguard, Al. It's completely Vanguard, and it's so cool.
Yeah.
He is being sponsored by Dude Wipes. I know, I'm not... TMI, I'm not going to go much further than that.
All right.
But his personality and something fun and totally different out on the PGA Tour, it's just a rumor. But Ho-Sung Choi, the fisherman, I believe he's been contacted by the people at Gorton's. Gorton's Fisherman, okay? And what it did was it gave me an idea to come up with what I thought would be some other Vanguard partnerships. You know, we mentioned them earlier, Barstool Sports.
Right.
How about a deal with them and John Daly?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
No, you
inappropriate.
Could do
that. Okay, that's all right. That'll okay. My good friend Tommy Fleetwood, right, from the European Ryder Cup team with the flowing locks.
Right.
Paul Mitchell, right?
Yeah.
Be a good sponsor for him. Justin Rose, number one player in the world. Miracle-Gro. Right? It's pretty good, right?
Okay.
Patrick Reed, who used to be Captain America, right? So we're not going to do Marvel Studios, because after this Ryder Cup and the fallout from all of that, I heard Dale Carnegie was on the phone for him. They're going to go over the 10 golden rules, try to help him out. Oh, here's a good one for you.
Yeah.
Bubba Watson, sponsored by who else but IBM. You know, talk to Watson.
Right.
Right? Bubba Watson. I love it, right? And here's one, and I have to give credit where credit is due. I was talking to, you know, my good friend Brian Kroll the other night, but we were back on Sirius. And when Brian brought this up, he was talking about, whoa, Al, are you cutting me short?
No, I'm not.
Was I talking too much?
No, you're fine.
Holy moly. I thought the world was coming to the end, and I hadn't prepped properly. No, I didn't have my 6 months of water.
You're good.
Okay, very good. Very good. And so I figured what you're trying to do is you were going to get a drum roll together for my for Brian's idea, which was Matt Kuchar, and he was going to do Payless. Shoes, yeah. I love Matt Kuchar, but we had to give him a little trouble there. Big news in the world. We got Tiger Woods coming back on tour next week. He's going to play Torrey Pines, and it's a star-studded field. You got Rory, Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth's going to go back under the microscope, Jon Rahm, Xander Schauffele, Tony Finau, Ricky Fowler, all sorts of good stuff going on there. And, you know, all the tours are out there. Web.com started last week. Max Grazerman, who was on in December, he missed the cut last week, but we wish him well, and his second week out on the web.com tour, and let's go get it. And week two out there, LPGA started yesterday, and the PGA Tour, the big man of social media these days, 48-year-old Phil Mickelson, threw down a little 12 under 60, and he let everybody know about it on social media and said, hey, you know, I'm back, first round back, I got 10 birdies and an eagle, just how am I doing? He's just, he, you know, it's just, it's so tongue-in-cheek, it's great. Right. It's fun for golf because everyone's reacting to it, and that's what we need. We need people reacting to things. And speaking of reacting to things, Al,
yes,
here comes the big news that I have that I've been talking about on social media this morning. We have big news coming next week for Springdale Golf Live and your host, Keith Stewart, right? So we're heading down to Orlando, Florida, and we're going to do and we're going to, you know, participate in the PGA show. Friday show next week, going to be awesome. It's going to be so much fun. We are going to be live from Orlando, Florida, and we talked to our friends at Drive Shack, and we're going to have a big party at Drive Shack. It's going to be an hour-long show, and we're going to do it live from the PGA show next week in Orlando, Florida. Super cool. Can't wait to do that. We're going to have all sorts of fun guests. We're going to be there. They're going to be live hitting golf balls straight from Drive Shack right there near Lake Nona. Can't wait to do it. And there's another big announcement. It's not just one. This is a blockbuster week right here, Al, and I can't wait to get to Joe Plecker in the second segment, if we make it that far. Joe, even Joe's excited. You're hitting more buttons.
This one's real.
Are you trying to throw me off? Okay. The second one is that Billy Drady and the folks at Summit Golf Brands, we're doing a live broadcast Wednesday Happy Hour PGA show with all of their brands, Fairway and Green, EP Pro. Can't wait to do it. It's going to be awesome. And you know what, folks? I'm getting the call sign here. 3:15 here in Princeton. Thanks for listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf. With a focus on three core pillars, youth, military, and special needs, the NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
You ever sit back and think, man, those guys at Fox are having fun?
Crazy for fun.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, we are. From our jokes.
What do you call a singing laptop? A Dell.
To the topics that make you go, what the?
Are you kidding me?
The fun we have is all for you.
Fun. On Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
Welcome back, everyone. Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart. Thanks for listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. Wow, that was a great first segment there that we just had, Al. Unbelievable. The announcement about what we're going to do next week at the PGA show, Vanguard stuff. I'm really excited about it.
Good stuff to hear, definitely.
But not nearly as excited as I am to bring this gentleman on. Golf Magazine, top 100 instructor, Joe Plecker from the Baltimore area. And this guy, he's into artificial intelligence, Al, which you and I could both use a little part of.
I need some real intelligence, too.
So, like I said, he's a PGA Master professional. His name's Joe Plecker. Joe, welcome to Springdale Golf Live.
It's an honor. Thanks, Keith. Good to be with you.
It's so great to get you on the show. I remember when you first presented to me what you were up to, I said, man, we got to get this on Springdale Golf Live. So I'm so happy we could make it work. And especially before the biggest week in golf, like B2B or business to business week in golf, which is next week. And, you've got to be pumped with this new invention and this new project going into the PGA show next week. Take me through what's going on in your world right now. Give us a recap.
Well, it's we're leaving tomorrow for Orlando, and it's going to be a big week for our company, which is called Swing AI, artificial intelligence. And we have a product, and it's called the Swing Index. And going back all the way a few years ago, I'm working at Baltimore Country Club, where I'm the coach there, and a player runs up to me, and it's the middle of a member guest, and he goes, we're losing every match. You got to help me, and look at my swing. And I gave him a couple little things to do, and he really turned it around the course. And he came back, and he was like, "That's incredible. How did you do that?" And I said, "Well, it's all based around the ball flight and the laws of ball flight that dictate what your swing needs to work on." And we started a friendship, and he started taking lessons with me. And come to find out, this gentleman, who's now the co-founder of the company with me, he is a data model architect, works a lot in technology, and has a background in scalable technology for mentorship and coaching. And he started to reverse engineer the coaching process with me, and how do you start a lesson? What do you look for? What are the changes you make in what order? And when we built a data model around it, it was really a way that we could scale golf instruction using the best traits of the best teachers based on the laws of ball flight. And we began our company, and we started out with, as I'm a member of the Golf Magazine Top 100, and went to our friends at golf and showed them what we're up to, and we created a business where now we have a way for everyone to get world-class golf instruction through their phone using the Swing Index app. And it's been amazing. We've seen a great response. Our goal for this week at the PGA show is to keep growing our reach, and that's really through all the teachers, but all the vendors. Where you think about what's happening in golf right now, the technology is taking over, and everyone out there that's got a yardage measuring device, a phone that they film their swings on, or they have a launch monitor next to them. Well, you get this data, but it's not actionable. How do you get better? Okay, I've got a slice. Well, what do I do? Well, if you're using the Swing Index along with it, we create a whole data model around the player and help them get better on a very tried and true way of the world's best coaches. So it's been a whirlwind for me, decoupling from a club environment, if you will, like being an in-person coach, to now I teach players that are in Dubai and all over the country, in Australia and China, South America, Canada, and it's the globalization of our sport. And it's been a really cool ride to be on this technology side of the teaching.
Well, I tell you, you brought up some really cool points there that I kind of want to explore a little bit here. And folks, we're on the line here with Joe Plecker. Joe's the director of instruction now for a website that's called Swing AI. They use a new artificial intelligence swing index. It's really cool stuff online. And I've talked to a bunch of people, and I want to get back to something that you said, because now you said you could help people in Dubai and all over the world. So the people I talk to in Baltimore, believe it or not, they say you are known for having a personalized approach, that you're a really good guy, right, on the tee, and that they love being with you on the tee. So how do you make that relatable Joe feeling that everyone gets when they're with you come across online? I mean, I think this is going to be one of the concerns and one of the things I want to hear about how you're going to come across through the internet and be able to, make the same sort of impression on these golfers.
Well, it's a great question. How do you scale golf instruction? And, the last year that I coached full time at a club, I gave 1,400 golf lessons to just over 200 people. And that was my reach. And that's not unusual for any teacher. If you really think about it, you're not able to coach thousands of people. So we had to create a way on the platform that it was personalized. And the way the journey begins is the player begins by filling out a really basic profile. What's your goal? What's your miss hit? When you play, you know, where do you play? And it's really simple stuff that I would start any lesson with. Then all the AI knows how to deliver my avatar, the personalized messaging. It's a very highly customized journey that you take. But ultimately, there's a point where the instructor, me, has to sit down, look at your golf swing, rate it, and then speak back to you that you'll get through the app. And you can actually get personalized coaching that sends you on a very customized journey, and it delivers game improvement. And what we did is we wanted to take away this big deficiency in golf instruction, because think about it. If the top 100 teachers in America could only teach 200 people a year, well, that's only 20,000 golfers, and there's 28 million golfers in this country alone. So there's this massive fall off of what I think is a deliverable of great golf instruction to everyone that should get it. And that means juniors and seniors and ladies and everybody out there, no matter if you're brand new or you're a scratch player. But most people don't get access to world-class golf instruction that's personalized and on demand. So the way that we created it was, you know, to create the avatars, the messaging, highly customized, and really the device still works around your coach talking to you, looking at your golf swing.
All right, so let's go next level here then. I love that answer. I love the way that you're bringing this across, you know, the interwebs, and you're making it very personal. And as a PGA professional myself, I love that, building relationships and the intimacy of the lesson tee. So that's great. Now, you are in a golf family. You know, your father's a master professional. You're a master professional. Your sister's a golf instructor. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving at your house is like, you know, getting out the carving knife and like talking about the Varden grip, I'm sure. All right.
It's so true.
I mean, what else would it be about? You know, it's one of those things where I think it's really cool. I mean, I'm a golf guy myself, but as PGA professionals like you and I are, and like your dad is, you know, how do you now see this? I love how you talk about scale and how we can reach more people. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I went to the radio waves and started Springdale Golf Live, is that to grow the game, I can reach thousands of people now every Friday afternoon, where on a Friday afternoon, I might give four lessons. So four versus 5,000 people that are listening right now is a big difference. And how do you see this, you know, give me your dream scenario. How do you see this growing the game as a PGA master professional?
Well, we created a metric called the swing index, and it's a rating of your swing and your skill as a golfer. It's much like the metric of a handicap, but it's actually about your swing, and it's related back to the laws and the elements of a golf swing. And once you get that metric, you know exactly where you are. You know what areas of your swing that if you improve them will raise your swing index. And the way I see it is that every golfer should know what the metrics of their swing are, what they need to work on to get better, and have a personalized coaching plan with them wherever they go. So the vision that I see is that every golfer, just like we have these amazing equipment, you know, all the courses are terrific conditioning, everything's great. But shouldn't you have that type of personalized coaching with you every time you go out to the golf course or the range? And so the vision that I have is to bring this to everyone so they have a personalized plan. They've got someone that knows exactly what they're doing in their journey, and they've got someone that's really with them to help guide them to their best golf swing. And our platform really evolves through not only just the swing and the mechanics of it, but then your short game, your bunker game, your driving, then it's on course, it's mental game, it's how do you go through physical assessments, what type of exercises are you doing to get better, and club fitting is a big part of it. And so we have everything that a good coach does in that journey is what we've built in a progression to reverse engineer just what you would get if you were live with a really top teacher.
Wow, that's unbelievable. That's so awesome. And one of the things I I think is really unique is that I would love that type of plan building. Like, let's say at the Thanksgiving table, as I'm getting ready in the Northeast here to take a couple months off from golf, like, you know, truly active golf, playing once a week, doing things, and it's the off season and I could train. And I'm sure there's some sort of training, you know, way to plan out your winter and or your off season, depending on where you live. So, I mean, I think the applications for this are very, very cool and totally why I wanted to have you on today, especially leading up to the big week next week, you know?
Oh, my gosh. The PGA Show, it's amazing. And, you know, we're going to have we're going through all this planning, and, you know, it's the world's biggest golf party. And at the same time, we're trying to keep these appointments, and it'll be fluid, and we're going to meet with thousands of people, and we'll be doing some press and some really cool things. But can't say enough about Golf Magazine and golf.com, which is really our partner and how we work together. It's amazing what they've done, the redesign of Golf Magazine. Golf.com this year is going to be a totally personalized experience for every golfer, and how we're going to become that deliverable mechanism to engage with the top 100 and the world's best teachers globally. It's such an exciting time to be in this industry, especially in coaching.
Well, I tell you, I love it. I mean, it's such an exciting time to be involved in golf and the content that you're working on, the content we're working on here at Springdale Golf Live. And speaking of interesting content, and folks, we're here on the line with Joe Plecker, PGA Master Professional and Collegiate Big East champion who played for local team Seton Hall back in the day. And yeah. I talked to one of your teammates today, Spike. Okay.
No, so, boss. Yeah.
So you have an idea of where I'm going to go here. And one of the things I love to do is on Springdale Golf Live, when we get guests on, my listeners, the social media followers, everybody wants to learn a little bit more about who Joe Plecker is. So we're going to do a little rapid fire questions that we're known for doing here.
All right.
So I hope you're up for the challenge. And I did consult with Spike this morning. So, you know, you have to be prepared for this. We'll give you a couple softballs to start. Will Spieth win this year? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Will Tiger win a major?
I'm going to go with yes. I'm looking forward to a renewed Tiger, especially after he left winning the Tour Championship. Yes.
All right. What's better in your mind, putting or driving?
Whew. Driving's so much more fun.
Okay. All right. I like it. Instagram or Twitter? What do you prefer?
That's a tough one. So I'm going to go right now with Twitter. I'm learning Instagram, but Instagram's cool. But Twitter, I'm going to say Twitter.
You know, Joe, you know me. These weren't going to be easy. Okay, I gave you the softballs early. All right, Faldo or Seve, who do you like?
Seve.
Awesome. Khakis or jeans?
Jeans.
All right, adult beverage. Is it clear or colored?
We're going to go with colored.
All right, I like it. Music while playing golf, yes or no?
Absolutely.
Loafers or sneakers?
Sneakers.
Apple or Google?
Apple.
There you go. Now, when I talked to Jamie Bosworth this morning, and his nickname, I guess, from your dad was Spike, and he told me a whole story about that. He said that while playing with you on that championship, Big East championship team, he said that you were always giving of yourself and your time, and you guys were all competing against one another, even though you're on the same team. And he wanted to make sure that I mentioned that for the listeners, that since the time that he knew you, which is, you know, 25 years ago, that you have always been in this mindset, that you've always been someone willing to give of yourself and help people get better in the game. And I just think it's so neat that how you watch this evolution of what Joe Plecker's been able to do from, you know, Baltimore Country Club Director of Instruction to then now, you know, PGA Master Professional. You've won multiple section awards in the Mid-Atlantic section, and now you're into artificial intelligence to help grow the game of golf. I mean, if you're not the coolest golf pro I know in the teaching part, I don't know who is. I mean, it's awesome. So real quick, last second, you know, promote what you're doing. What's the website? What's your social media handle so my listeners can check it out and watch this thing grow and totally take off?
Well, first thing, you know, give us a look. We're the Swing Index and that's Twitter. That's at the Swing Index. Please give us a follow there. We'll be doing some awesome post updates from the golf show the whole time. You can go find us at theswingindex.com, and you can also see at golf.com, which is really the easiest place to go. If you go to golf.com and simply look under the instruction, you'll see the Swing Index there, and that'll start your journey, and you can send in your swings right from your phone and start to connect with a great teacher today.
Well, you know what? I think that's what everyone needs to do. Joe Plecker, you've been awesome. Thanks so much for coming on Springdale Golf Live, and I'll be sure to look you guys up next week at the PGA Show.
Thanks so much, and great job. Love your show, and an honor to be on. Thank you.
You're the best, Joe. Take care and safe travels to Orlando. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And speaking of traveling to Orlando, I want everyone to have safe travels going down, but make sure you check us out on Wednesday afternoon, 4 p.m., for the live experience we're going to have at Summit Golf Brands booth, new partner to Springdale Golf Live. It's going to be a really cool experience. And then Friday's show next week, a week from today, we're going to go to Drive Shack. We're going to have tons of fun there, be out on the range. It's just going to be an awesome time. So check out both of those next week at the PGA Show if you're down there. And of course, you could always go to search us on iTunes and hear the podcast, and you can hear the podcast from today's show. Well, you know what? I can hear the music coming, and I know we're going to get sent over to Doug Gottlieb soon. So thank you to everyone, especially my producer on the board, Mr. Al Brooks, working overtime today, Springdale Board of Governors, Troon Management, and most importantly, my listeners. You know what, folks? I'm heading to Springdale. But where are you headed? Let the tower be your guide. And from Princeton to Palm Springs, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.